Over the years, there have been conscious efforts to create awareness among Ghanaians to uphold fundamental human rights and not to encourage any form of abuse, whether physical, verbal or emotional. One area which needs to be supported to promote this abuse-free society are the schools. As part of his contribution to get teachers, parents and pupils to kick against all forms of abuse, the management of Unique Child Academy at Hacho in Accra has developed a code of standard practice to guide pupil-teacher relations at the basic level. Included in the code of conduct are provisions which prevent touching or speaking to a child in a sexual manner, striking a child, spanking, slapping, humiliating, ridiculing, or any action that threatens children and which can leave them with emotional or physical scars. Radio Ghana has been finding out more about the standard practice adopted by the Unique Child Academy and what other educational institutions can learn from it. First, the head of academic affairs of the school, Mrs. Dinah Obeng Ganem, gives an overview of the code of practice and its role in child development.
We have developed some code of ethics to help us develop a system whereby we will train our teachers to use that same kind of constitution to help the children live freely and also to make the children have the full assurance that we respect their rights as children and then they cannot be abused in any form or in any way. We would be glad if the whole world gets to know that our model or way of dealing with kids is quite different from that of other schools. Everybody is involved because we would have to do with all kind of children. All workers are involved. The working conditions are interrelated and therefore we cannot take an individual out as a worker here. So it is binding on everyone. We do not abuse children here at all, be it physical, be it verbal, directly or emotionally. We do not abuse children in any way. Any form of torture to the body of a child or a form of torture to the child is an abuse. Therefore, we use very good words. We explain to the child why he or she cannot behave in a particular manner and if you do, what it will mean. Therefore, it is just verbal talks that we use. Children that are hyper, that kind of thing, we try to mold them.
A child protection officer, Peter Mensah, also shared some thoughts on how to imbibe the observance of human rights issues in children.
The minimum standard of practice is supposed to help the pupils as well as the teachers to know the rights of the pupils that they are dealing with. Being a child protection officer or inspector, I'm supposed to encourage my friends and also let the pupils know their rights and responsibilities. We, the teachers who are dealing with the pupils or the children, we should make sure that we use healthy ways of encouraging them, avoiding physical contact, which will be sexual and it should be public, devoid of any intimidation. And also we should make sure that whatever we're going to do encourages the child and brings the child's integrity up and the potential as well. With this, it's going to help all the children and the teachers as well, since it's going to be a good practice for all of us.
A social development consultant and executive director of Philip Foundation Program, Boateng Mensah, who crafted the standard of practice for the school, said preparing children for responsible adult life calls for understanding, tolerance and friendship at home, school and the community in general.
We have looked at the aspects of the constitution that protects children, the children's OAU Charter, UN Conventions and other international best practices that support the child to learn in a very healthy and conducive environment. I must say that one thing that I got from the school that was very innovative was the fact that though a local system school, it does not use caning as a form of punishment. They use an alternative approach, like denying the child during, for instance, playtime. Things that the child is so excited about, the child is denied to deter the child from getting involved in activities that are unhealthy to the child's peers or classmates. So it's something that I believe if other schools could emulate, it would in the long run help create a very healthy and conducive environment to support teaching and learning and to build confidence of the child to also see education not as something that is painful to go through but a thing that is so exciting to receive from the teacher.